Join ResU in thoughtful conversations that will pique your curiosity and expand your mind. ResU's thought leadership and partners will introduce unique ideas and ways that help listeners make choices that are influential, mindful, and impactful. Welcome to Resurrection University's Thinking Out Loud podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Therese Scanlon. We're going to take a break from our typical podcast and spend a little time talking about ResU. You may or may not have heard of us, so today we'll share a few insights about what we fondly call ourselves, a 105-year-old startup. ResU is not your typical university. Open house is coming up, and it's Resurrection University's time to shine. It's when we open our doors to the public for individuals and their families to come and see what we're all about. I've invited Senior Admissions Counselor Pamela Rolfs to join us with all the details for those interested in visiting campus during our open house event. Pam, welcome to Thinking Out Loud.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Great. So Pam, Resurrection University is an upper division institution, one of the few in the country. Can you explain what that means?
Yeah, so essentially what that means is when we're talking about a bachelor level degree, your freshman sophomore level is essentially completed before you start the program here with ResU. So you're coming here for your junior senior level. Everyone comes in at that junior level starting at the same point. So for example, when we're talking about our nursing program, you're only coming to ResU for the nursing specific courses and clinicals that you need to complete your bachelor level degree.
Okay. That's just one unique aspect of ResU. What are some of the other unique attributes about our institution?
Yeah, so Resurrection University has two colleges that we focus on, College of Nursing and College of Health Sciences only. So we're very unique in that sense. Our College of Nursing hosts our undergrad programs, which is BSN, for those who don't have their RN license yet. However, we also have a BSN completion program for those who already have their RN at an associate level. We also have graduate programs in the College of Nursing, Master of Science in Nursing for nurse educator or nurse practitioners. And we also now offer our Doctoral of Nursing Practice program. The College of Health Science side, we have a Health Information Management program, and the St. Francis School of Radiography Bachelor of Science in Imaging Technology, as well as the post-certification for the Imaging Technology degree as well. So with those programs in mind, our average age of our students typically is about 29 to 30. We have a very diverse population at ResU in general, especially when speaking about our nursing population for males. Even, you know, in comparison to state averages or nation averages, we have one of the highest. I believe our last academic age year, number-wise, we had about 17% newly enrolled males in comparison to the 83% females.
Yeah, and I think the nationwide number is 8 to 10% men in nursing. So I think we're doing a pretty good job of attracting men to our program.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's really important because patients want the practitioners or the people taking care of them to really look like them. Mm-hmm. And so not only do we have the male-female diversity, but we do have the ethnic diversity. And so everybody feels comfortable at ResU.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, one thing I wanted to add is our clinical experience, of course. So, you know, with nursing and radiography, your clinicals can start pretty much right away in the program, which is very unique. Speaking specifically with nursing, you know, our students are completing about 745 hours of clinical experience alone outside of the lecture course. So it's very hands-on.
Yeah, and we also have that great simulation lab.
Yes.
Which is state-of-the-art and kind of freaks people out when they first go into it, right?
I was going to say, I'm a little creeped out by some of the technology that we have, but it is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, because just one of them alone can, you know, have a heart attack or have a stroke, have a seizure. We have a mom that births babies.
Yes.
And then we have the toddler and the infant. So they can have the wide range of experience just on the simulation mannequins alone.
Exactly. And we have high-fidelity mannequins and lower-fidelity mannequins. Americans, but the high fidelities, I mean, like you said, they can pretty much do anything and everything we can do, except for get up and walk out on their own, thank God.
Well, that we know of.
That we know of, yeah, right? Who knows? Who knows 10 years from now what's going to happen?
Exactly.
And then, of course, our new anatomy 3D table, too.
Oh, right.
That we have in our sim center now, which is fantastic. Definitely state-of-the-art technology all
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, I saw a video of what it can do, and I saw the heart turn around all 3D, and they sliced it open, and I'm like, well, I'm glad there's no blood, but, you know.
Yeah, exactly. It's in a safer, contained environment.
Yeah,
so.
and you get to practice on it without hurting anyone.
Exactly.
So what for the undergraduate programs that we have at RegU, what are some of the admissions criteria?
They all vary depending on the program, but when we're talking about nursing, really what we're looking at is an overall GPA and a science GPA. Of course, you know, we want the science GPAs weighed a little bit more heavy. So 2.75 or higher for both GPAs is what we look for. For nursing, we also require an entrance exam called the TEAS, the Test of Essential Academic Skills, that we require a 68 for the overall score.
Okay.
When we're speaking about, you know, radiography, there criteria is a little bit different. We do look at an overall GPA of a 2.0 or higher. However, their entrance exam is the HESI exam. And we require a 70, not just for the overall score for that exam, but also for all of the subsections. So it is a little bit more rigorous in terms of students preparing for that exam.
Sure.
Graduate level programs for MSN, we do require a 3.0 or higher for the overall GPA, 3.0 or higher for the nursing GPA, and just to be, you know, in good standing with your RN license, making sure it's current and up to date.
Sure.
Doctoral level, we just look at your graduate nursing GPA, and that should be at a 3.25 or higher.
Okay. I think the one undergraduate program you forgot was our health information management program.
Yes. So health information management, we do look for a 2.75 overall GPA. There is no entrance exam for this particular program, of course. And that's mainly essentially because you don't deal directly with patients with this program. It's more research, statistics, math-based information technologies involved in there as well.
So what about speaking with someone that day? Who's going to be there? How does the day for this open house that we're going to have on the 28th of September look like? I mean, I know we have hours from like 10 to 1.
Yeah, 10 to 1.
And so what can someone that's going to come and visit RegU expect that day?
Yeah, so it is a free open house event, and of course, we will provide free parking as well. So for those of you who don't know, we're located and embedded within the St. Elizabeth Hospital, which is a very unique environment, and we're at 1431 North Claremont. But when you arrive, and after you check in, you're going to have a multitude of things to see and to do and experience. There's going to be a college academic fair, which is going to host all of our student government organization tables. So, for example, we are part of the United Nations Association. We'll have representatives from that group to be able to talk to students a little bit more about what that entails. We also have Nursing Honor Society organizations, service learning opportunities, our Academic Center for Excellence, which is our tutoring services. They'll even be there as well. So all of our supportive staff and faculty that students really interact with throughout the program while they're a RESU student, they're all going to be there that day to chat with, ask questions, you know, what do I expect? What should I expect? How should I prepare? We'll also have presentations specific to the nursing program, but we'll also have a St. Francis School of Radiography mini fair as well this year, which is a little bit different than what we've done in the past. So any student who's interested in any of our undergrad programs, there's going to be a designated section for them.
So this is really an undergraduate open house?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And at different times of the year, we do events for the graduate programs, correct?
Yes, we do information sessions for the graduate programs several times throughout the year, really, as well as webinars, because most of our those prospective students are working active nurses, so we know their schedules get a little crazy. But yeah, we do accommodate them as well. Of course, besides the tables and the presentations, including financial aid, we'll be there. We'll also have tours going on pretty much every 15 minutes throughout the 10 to 1 time frame, going throughout the campus as well as going throughout the simulation center.
So they don't have to expect to be there between 10 and the whole time between 10 and 1.
Correct.
They can drop in anytime they want to and spend their 15 minutes to 3 hours with us.
Yep, absolutely. Okay. They can show up at any time. One other thing I always like to mention too, when you come to open house, we do want you to bring unofficial transcripts if possible.
Okay.
Just because, you know, the biggest part of being a student here with an upper division university is checking that you have those lower division courses met. So if you are a prospective student coming, make sure you do bring unofficial transcripts from every college, university you've attended, because we will do a free evaluation for you. Not the same day.
Okay.
Not the same day. Yeah. It does take a few business days for us to look at all of those courses. But drop them off in our admissions office. We will take a look at them and get back to you, you know, typically within about 5 to 7 business days.
So if someone can't make it on the 28th and they're interested in undergraduate programs, what are the other ways they can get information about RESU and the programs?
Yeah, so for any student who might have inquired through the RESU website, which is just resu.edu, once you submit that inquiry form, you're built a MyRESU page, which is a personalized electronic viewbook, and you're automatically assigned an admissions counselor as well at that point. Okay. So you should always have an admissions counselor to reach out to. But also we offer campus tours on a weekly basis. So every Thursday, typically 1 p.m., 3 p.m., and 5 p.m. is when we offer them. You can just do a tour that's pretty much hosted by an admissions counselor.
Okay.
Besides that, if those days or times don't work for you, please reach out to admissions, whether it's to your counselor or general admissions line, just to get a hold of someone, and maybe we'll schedule a different day and time that does work for you. So
sure,
we do accommodate that.
Yeah, we're very accommodating to our prospective students.
Definitely.
And our students that are with us, too.
Yes, absolutely.
So, Pam, how does someone register for the open house? Because we'd like to know if they're coming so we can accommodate the influx of folks coming.
Yeah. So if you do have that MyResu page already established and you've inquired for us with us before, there is an event registration tab located in your MyResu page that you can register directly for the event there. Mm-hmm. Or you can just simply go to resu.edu/open house and be able to fill out that RSVP form there. Can bring guests, of course, if you want to bring your family members or friends, definitely. There's going to be a section listed there on the RSVP form for that. And also, if you do register in advance for the open house and attend, then we will go ahead and waive your application fee if you decide to apply. So definitely keep that in mind and take advantage.
So is there a secret to knowing how to get that free waiver of the fee?
We will provide it at the open house event. Yeah.
Okay, so after they attend, we'll mm-hmm. give them the information. Absolutely. So they can go through their application.
Yes.
Great. Thanks for sharing the details on the open house. Is there anything else you'd like to add that might be helpful to our listeners?
Only other thing I want to mention, and I stress this to my prospective students who ask, you know, what's the difference between going to a campus tour and an open house, is it's not just a campus tour. You're not just seeing the university. You know, like I mentioned, there, besides the presentations that are going to be involved, our faculty, staff, current students, alumni are all going to be there on this day, which is super important because besides just listening to me talk about the program and about what you should do to get into the program, you can also ask our current students who are going through it, mm-hmm. you know, how is the program? How are you liking your clinicals? What is this like? As corny, as cliche as it might sound, even asking what are some things you wish you knew as a student before you started?
Sure.
And you'd be surprised at the answers that they will give you. Some students have said, you know, things like, oh, I, you know, wish I knew I needed compression socks before clinicals.
Oh, yeah.
And those are things that you don't think about when you're not in it. Mm-hmm. You know, so being able to ask those questions
sure.
to students and alumni is definitely more valuable, I think, yeah. in terms of getting information.
Yeah, we have a whole host of people. Our open house is Saturday, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. You can stay the whole time or drop in anytime between those hours to learn more about RESU and get to know us. Thanks for listening to Thinking Out Loud. Subscribe to hear more about RESU and also to hear the thought leaders across the country on a variety of topics that are educational, informative, and relevant.